USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A U.S.-led raid on a safe house in northwestern Syria on Saturday night kills the founder and leader of the Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
President Trump detailing the operation for reporters, saying, among other things, they're sure it was Baghdadi because they brought DNA lab technicians with them on the mission.
So they did an on-site test because we had to know this. And it was a very quick call that took place about 15 minutes after he was killed. And it was positive. This is a confirmation, sir.
The president saying on the flip side, there were no U.S. casualties except a minor injury to a canine that was used.
Baghdadi ran into a dead-end tunnel with three of his children and then detonated his suicide vest. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world. History ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The Trump administration is banning flights to all Cuban cities except Havana. USA's John Hunt has more.
Supporters of the ban said it would starve the Havana government of cash and limit its ability to repress Cubans and support Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, whom the United States is trying to overthrow. Opponents said prohibiting flights would simply make it harder for Cuban Americans to visit their families outside the capital without making a significant impact on the Cuban government. State Department says flights would start being banned in December. Flights to Havana, which account for the greatest majority of United States flights to Cuba, will continue to remain legal.
At least two people are dead and 14 are injured after a shooting at a party near Texas A&M University Commerce in Greenville late last night. Hunt County Sheriff Randy Meeks.
In the chaos, our suspects were able to flee the scene, and we are working on identifying them at this point.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Scary monsters and evil villains are tops at the box office this weekend, just in time for Halloween. The Joker stole back the number one spot in its fourth weekend of play as it crept closer to the billion-dollar mark worldwide. It's now the seventh highest-grossing R-rated movie of all time, bringing in $18.9 million this weekend. Close behind in second place, the Disney sequel Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with $18.5 million. At number three, The Addams Family, with an estimated $11.7 million. Just behind that at number four, the comedy horror sequel Zombieland, Double Tap, at $11.6 million. Number five, the scary new movie called Countdown, at $9 million. Number six, the cop drama Black and Blue, which brought in $8.3 million. Number seven is Gemini Man with Will Smith, bringing in $4 million. Climbing the charts to number eight, The Lighthouse brought in $3.1 million. And another new face in the top ten, the Thomas Edison film The Current War, which brought in $2.7 million. Rounding out the top ten was the animated film Abominable with an estimated $2 million. Houston and Washington have now each won two games in the best-of-seven World Series. The Astros beat the Nats 8-1 Saturday night in Washington. Game 5 is tonight in D.C. President Trump is expected to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.